The annual gala event for the American Cancer Society is coming up August 16th at the Stratton House. This year, Summer in the City is taking a page from James Bond and Monte Carlo. I'm speaking with the volunteer gala chair, Jennifer Little.
I've been involved with the American Cancer Society, this particular fundraiser, for 3 years now. So before I served as a committee chair, and this year I'm a gala chair.
This is the eighth year for Summer in the City. Jill Norton Woodruff with the American Cancer Society can remember when it was a completely different event.
It used to be called the Cattle Barons Ball, but about 8 years ago, one of our committee members kind of shook it up and changed it. It became Summer in the City. So every year we rotate theme city. We've been all over the world, but this year we are parking in Monte Carlo for a night.
I understand it's kind of a James Bond Monte Carlo, not just the gambling.
Exactly. A good James Bond feel to it.
We like to put a little bit of a sub-theme into it. So, for example, we've had Paris before. The theme to that was also sort of a carnival feel. And we had acrobatics and musicians, all kinds of unique performers. So we're hoping to do the same thing, but with some James Bond flair. So I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see a martini lounge and some Bond girls walking around.
Proceeds from Summer in the City help support local programs for the American Cancer Society.
It supports programs as far as cancer prevention and early detection information, also information and referral services that are given out to hundreds of people in the community every month. In addition to that, it supports our world-renowned research program, which to date has funded 47 Nobel Prize winners and has also contributed to not only pap smear testing, but cervical cancer testing, mammography, and the early detection of breast cancer.
And actually, right now in Tennessee, the American Cancer Society has over $8 million in research funding going on, just in our state alone. So the money does stay within the state of Tennessee. It also provides, like Jennifer was saying, programs that we have actually out of our office in Chattanooga, the Road to Recovery, Reach to Recovery. We have a wig room for folks. They come in if they are going through chemotherapy. We're happy to help in that way, as well as just the activities that we have and all the other things that our 1-800 line helps with.
What's the number for that 1-800 line?
1-800-227-2345.
In the not too distant past, just within a generation or two, cancer was a death sentence, just about. There were very few cancers that had a good remission rate or a good recovery rate. And now, with extended research and earlier detection, they have ways that can put cancer in remission for a lot. In fact, most cancers now have some form of treatment if it's caught early enough.
The decline in cancer death rates for men and women combined from 1991 to 2010 is down. It's down 20%. And more than 1.3 million cancer deaths have been averted as a result of this decline. The big thing that we always say is we're making more birthdays.
There are 14 million cancer survivors in America because of that.
The American Cancer Society provides awareness programming and campaigns, also provides money directly for research, as you said. And does it also provide support for families that are dealing with a family member that has cancer?
Absolutely. We do have programs that are geared towards the caregivers. The 1-800 number is a great resource, as well as our website, cancer.org, where people can go and find information.
For Summer in the City Gala, it's not just a fundraiser. It's also a celebration for those people who have been in remission and survived cancer.
Absolutely. We like to call it a party with a purpose, because we are there to not only raise money for those that might eventually have cancer, but also, as you mentioned, to celebrate the folks that are still with us because of so much of the research that the American Cancer Society has done.
Now let's talk about some details of the event itself. Where and when will it be, and is this a black tie affair?
Cocktail attire, preferred. Black tie optional, of course. And the event will be held Saturday, August 16th at Stratton Hall here in Chattanooga. It starts at 7 o'clock p.m. and ends at 11.
You do have tables available if people want to go together as a group. An individual pricing as well. Is there a deadline to get your tickets?
There's not really, but better to get them in advance.
We anticipate 350 guests. There is limited capacity at Stratton Hall. Depending on the number of sponsorship tables and individual ticket sales, we hope to be able to sell them through the event itself.
If you do go with the group, though, it's best to maybe go in together and buy a table sponsorship so that you do assure yourself a table. Because in the past, we haven't even offered tables for everyone. It's more of a kind of mingle and dance, and we're going to have for fun gambling tables this year and a band. So we do anticipate people being up and moving around, but it is nice to have a seat, too, mm-hmm. where you can eat and chat and bid on auction items.
Will you have a silent and a live auction?
Yes.
And will you also have heavy hors d'oeuvres, or is it a meal?
We're actually going to have food stations this year, and we have several local area restaurants providing a great menu. So because it's Monte Carlo, we have the Monte Carlo flair, some of James Bond's favorites. I think everybody will be very impressed with the fair this year.
Top sponsor is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Community Fund, as well as we have many table sponsors. We also have
Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
Yeah. You're going to have a band. Who's your band?
I'm very excited about the band. This year, which we have not done in the past, we've always had a DJ, but again, we have a band. They're called the Magic Tones, and they're based out of Athens, Georgia, and they are an amazing cover band. So there's going to be something for everybody. I'm sure they'll even take some requests, and so we expect a lot of dancing and just having a good time.
Will any of the auction items be available for viewing online ahead of time?
Yes, we will put some of that on our Facebook page, and we will also be listing some of the items if we don't have pictures of them, because we will be having certain packages maybe for other cities. We're looking to have a package for Charleston, South Carolina. We have a Lake Tahoe getaway that we are going to be auctioning off, and one city package for Lexington, Kentucky.
And that's in addition to all the other amazing auction items. We've got several nice pieces of jewelry that have been donated, pieces of art. If you're looking to purchase individual ticket sales in advance, please go to ChattanoogaSummerInTheCity.org.
Or you can call the American Cancer Society office here in Chattanooga at 499-2600.
What is a pickpocket prize?
We hope to have a very good-looking man with a very nice jacket on that has multiple pockets all over it, and people can, for a donation, they can pick one of his pockets, and he will have gift cards in there for a variety of different things. So it's just one of our little side things that we will have going on. We also will have a photo booth where people can put on the James Bond-type props and get their picture made.
Tickets are still available for Summer in the City, License to Thrill, the 8th annual fundraiser for the American Cancer Society in Chattanooga. Visit the web at cancer.org to learn more about the mission of the American Cancer Society. You can call 423-499-2603 for more details or to purchase tickets. Summer in the City in Stratton House on August 16th. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.